but you are going to do a tour here supporting the new album.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to get out and, I mean, definitely. You wanna, like you said, play some of the smaller venues and rock some smaller towns that you haven't been to in a while, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, this being the absolute worst time in musical history to tour, you know, it's just the worst. I mean, not only, you know, records, you know, selling records nearly impossible, but that's why we're relying on guys like you to play the records and play the, you know, play the tunes. Just selling tickets, it's tough. I know I've heard of some tours that are just not doing well that normally would do really well. And but we are going to get out there and play. I think we're going to play get out there and rock and play a stripped down a rock and roll show and really rely heavily on the tunes. I wrote that's one of the other things I wanted to accomplish with this record, was really make it be a backbone for a live tour. And and I think I accomplished that, because usually I build myself into a box by using a lot of weird tunings, and you got strange guitars to get different sounds, and so then I got to lug all these extra guitars with me. And I said, this time I'm going to be able to play every song on the record on one guitar, no mucking around. And and I did that, and so it's that kind of helps you direct it into songs that are like the classic rock songs that you might not have heard the songs before, but when you hear them, by the time it's over, you're kind of familiar with it.
Right.
And that's one of the things I remember from seeing some of those bands, like, again, Fleetwood Mac or the Jeff Beck Group or The Who, and they'd come in and they'd play some of this stuff that had already been out, and they'd play stuff from their new record. And that was like totally common for bands to play a third of their set of new material, you know, that hadn't even been released yet. And you'd sit and listen to it, and they'd play it, and you'd get behind it. And, you know, maybe a month later it would come out. So so we're going to, you know, and that's kind of the other thing I wanted to accomplish with this record. So I think with especially with Hagen singing some of those the straight out rockers, he nails it, man. And I mean, he's got some chops that you just don't forget when you hear him.
And the album, again, called Have Guitar, Will Travel, the first single, We've Got a Long Way to Go. Before we play the song, I wanted to ask one more thing, just one last thing, and I'll let you go, man, because I know you got a busy schedule. But I know you had said somewhere that you always wanted to call an album Have Guitar, Will Travel.
Yeah.
And then you had a contest to name this album, a Twitter contest.
Now, yeah.
And sort of got lucky that album title came through. Would you have said, you know, the heck with it and named it whatever I was, told you?
Well, you know, being an Italian, that wouldn't have been too far of a reach. but as it turns out, not only is the guy have the same initials as me, but what's his last name, John?
Piscatelli.
It's Piscatelli, and I'm half Italian, and it's like the whole thing worked out. It was just one of those things where I'd remembered that. It was one of those things I remember I forgot. You know what I mean? It was one of those. You know, it came back to me about three quarters through the contest, and I'm going, I had my fingers crossed, and I'm going, Jesus, how am I going to get out of this now? We got this contest going, and we got a short list. We got a couple of cool titles, but I've always wanted to use this. It just really fits, and sure enough, this guy, Joe, you know, tweeted in the name, and I don't know where he got the inspiration, but whether it was from the TV show or what, but
well, you put the energy out there, man.
I don't know, man, but it was there, and it came, and I was like, thank you, that's great. You know, another one of those kind of synchronistic things that has followed this record from the start. You know, it was just right there. So there,
well, cool,
it is,
man. Again, I can't thank you enough for stopping in, and the record's great. It's available everywhere now. Everywhere music is sold. I mean, you got it on iTunes, you got it on Amazon, you got it wherever you want to get it. Hard copies are always good, but you get the digital booklet with the iTunes copy, so you can still get the CD notes and all that stuff. So
it's out there. So you know, but I, the I'm really proud of the package. I mean, I think we really, again, we put a lot of information on the booklet, and the way it feels and the whole thing is as close to vinyl as I could get.
It's, I like the studio shots. You got everybody, you know, in the candid moments in there. Some,
yeah,
some candid shots and some group shots with everybody smiling, having a good time. And
yep.
It does give that vinyl vibe in there.
Yeah, well, we tried, you know, and I don't know. I wish they'd have, like, you know, done packaged them in the same, like, package, only
just make
fit it in the small
in
thing,
like a,
you know,
folder for a reporter or something, at least,
right.
And then put a little pocket inside for the CD, right?
They could have, but, you know, at least this is one of those, this thing is, it's a jewel box. It's one of those ones that's supposedly eco-friendly and they don't break.
Oh,
you know the plastic ones that, you know, they are the clear and everything. As soon as you open it, it breaks on you. This one is kind of flexible and it doesn't break, and
cool.
It's good. It's a good piece. So
awesome, Joe. Again, thank you so much for coming in, man. We're looking forward to having you back when you play here.
Thanks, and I'll be through. You know, we'll be hitting all the places. You know, I mean, I'm really excited about it, to bring it into the West Coast. I mean, it's like just everywhere. You know, and the guys are really excited about it. You know, it's a really good band.
Well, cool, man. Well, good luck on these next four shows with Aerosmith, and we hope to see you guys back as a group again soon. But until then, we've at least got you this way.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Joe
Appreciate
freaking
that.
Perry, ladies and gentlemen.
Cool. Thanks.